he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
You ever have that thing of thinking, if I wasn't working here, the thing that you would do, the thing that annoys you that you might want to do to somebody else in that position?
Oh, okay.
You know, I make a lot of commercials. I've thought if I didn't work here and I had another business,
mm-hmm.
Just almost the cathartic thing of having somebody spend hours making a commercial and then you send it to them and they're like, oh yeah, that thing I told you I wanted in there, I don't want in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you spend another few hours revising what you've done?
Right.
All right, yeah. Jay. And how do you feel now? You feel good? Yeah. All right. Okay. Let it out.
We've got a retired Supreme Court justice from Massachusetts, the Massachusetts Supreme Court, who says she was very, very disappointed because she got called up for jury duty back in August. It was a murder trial, and she wanted to serve so badly.
Yeah.
And the defense attorney actually used one of his rejections to get her off the list.
I know. I just got called for it, too, but I didn't even get to go at all because my number was too far down the list, so... I don't know. It was the first time in my life I ever been called, and I didn't even get to go to the courthouse.
Do you feel rejected?
Yeah. No, because it was just my number was too high. They only went with certain numbers. You know, I didn't even get to the point of having an attorney throw
and stuff
off
like that.
The
okay.
jury, that whole
Got
thing.
It.
So
I could see this though. You sit on the bench for many years, and you watch a lot of murderers come through your mm-hmm. courtroom, and you're like, just once, I want to be in that room.
Yes. See, for me, it would be I've sat and watched a ton of dumb juries. And we're going to get one right.
We're going to be here a long time.
Yeah.
We're sequestered for months.
Strap in, bring a pillow, folks. In Slovenia, we have a strike going on, and it's not a strike you've probably ever heard of in your life. It is their spy community.
Oh.
Yeah. The spies
at
the Slovenia State Intelligence Agency have announced they're on strike.
That's not good.
They say they're understaffed and not paid enough. At the point that they're saying if a spy is on a picket line, at that point, are they no longer a very good spy?
Well, I was just going to say, you're not a spy anymore. The whole point of spies is anonymity, right?
That's how complex the spy game is. They want us to think they're on strike. Sure.
But they're really scabs.
Right.
Yeah, they're actors. Actors paid to look like they're on strike while they're infiltrating us.
Right. Yes. That's it. You guys got to the bottom of it.
Done and done.
Just give it to the brain. Leave it to the brain trust over here.
I did.
Colleen, nickname.
The BT.
No, I don't like it anymore.
You're out. Finally, in New Jersey, we've got an ice cream shop that is changing its logo, and it's a fairly new ice cream shop, but they've been open a little while, got some complaints. Their logo's not actually outside the store, but inside it's on the napkins, it's on the cups, it's on the chairs. People say that it's a female cow logo, and she's eating ice cream, which is weird, but let's get past that.
Okay. Yeah.
What you're really seeing, though, in perspective is the rear end of the cow. You see the cow eating the ice cream, but the rear end is really what's in the focus of the picture. Uh-huh. People complain that it's too sexy.
All right.
That is it. Okay. The cow's rear end is too sexy, and it is a sexist ad.
I saw this. I saw the picture of this sexy cow, and it made me think, if this is what's offending us now, we would not have won World War II, because the Lucky Lady and the Memphis Belle would have been deemed too sexy of a plane to fly.
Absolutely. I've seen some of those recently, and I thought that would never happen today. But I'm wondering who had the courage to go in and say, look, I got to tell you something. That is the sexiest cow's rear end I've ever seen.
And it seems not appropriate.
I'm having unpure thoughts.
Yes. Who admits to that?
And a terrible pickup line. That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.